Shpirit Perakei Mishnah 10. Mashalot Isha L'chaverta Hashuda Al Shpirit Nagoch Bara V'rechayim V'tanam. A woman may lend her friend that she suspects would do an Ithra on Shpirit, a sifter, a sieve, or a mill, or an oven, even though she suspects that her friend would eat Peiro Shpirit after the Zman Habir. The Zman Habir is the time in which you no longer can hold in your house Peiro Shpirit. You have to put it out and be mafker to anybody who wants to take it. And she suspects that her friend will continue to hold on to food. Achar the Zman Habir. Even so, she could lend her these items. And she doesn't have to suspect that she's going to use these items for preparation of food that she's keeping a pair of shvias after the Zman Habir. That she can assume she'll use these products for things that are mutter. Avalo tavor velo titchan ima. Even though she could lend her those items, but she cannot sift and grind together with her. As we're afraid that she actually is preparing food that is perish fears after the Zman Habir. And by sifting and grinding with her, she is going to be helping somebody who's doing an Avera. And we can't assume over here that she's preparing food that is not perish fears, as it's one thing just to lend the products that she's going to use to help prepare the food. That will allow her to do, even though it's possible that she's going to use those products in preparation of perishvias after the Zman Habir. But to go ahead and to help her out, be a dime with her own hand, we can't assume in such a case that she is preparing food that is not perishvias. Instead, we have to be afraid that she's preparing foods that are perishvias, and it's after the Zman Habir, it's after the time that she no longer was allowed to hold on to it, she should have been mafker the food already. Eishes chaver mashelas le'eishes amaret nafa uchbara. The wife of a Talmud Chacham is allowed to lend to the wife of an amaret. The wife of an amaret is somebody who we suspect that she's not very careful when it comes to tuma and tara, and when it comes to taking off mitzvahs. And even so, the eishes chaver can lend the eishes amaret a sifter and a sieve. And not only that, the Eishes Chaver can help the Eishes Amaret sift and grind and to refine the food. As even though she suspects that she's not very careful about maestros and tuma and tara, since most Amaret do take off maestros, so she can assume that this Eishes Amaret does take off maestros, so she would be allowed to actually even help her be a dime. Not only can she lend her certain items that are used in preparation of food, she can actually even go ahead and help her out with her own hands. Avo mishatatu amayim lo tige etzla. Shein machzikin yidei obre avera. But the Eishes Amaret that is preparing to make bread, once the Eishes Amaret pours the water into the dough, the Eishes Chaver no longer can touch the dough together with the Eishes Amaret. The reason being is by touching together with the Eishes Amaret the dough, that the water had already been poured into it, she is helping the Eishes Amaret be metameh the dough. And once the water is put into the dough becomes susceptible to become tameh. And as soon as the Eishes Amaret starts kneading the dough, it is now time to take off the challah from the dough. And since the Eishes Amaret is most likely tameh, she is now being metameh the challah. And since it is now the time to take off the challah and the Eishes Amaret is tameh, and when the water is poured into the dough is susceptible to become tameh, the Eishes Amaret, by touching the dough, is actually being metameh the challah. This is an avera, you're not allowed to be metameh challah. So therefore, the Eishes Chaver is no longer allowed to help out the Eishes Amaret. She can't even touch the dough together with the Eishes Amaret, since the Eishes Amaret is now doing an avera, as you're not allowed to help out somebody who is doing an Avera. You can't encourage somebody to do an Avera. And by helping the person out, you are encouraging her to do an Avera. So therefore, the Eishes Chaver can no longer help out the Eishes Amaret. The Kulan Lo'amro Ela B'mnei Darki Yisholim. And all the Eter that we do find in this Mishnah are only mutter to keep the peace between the Eishes Chaver and the Eishes Amaret. That which the Mishnah does allow the Eishes Chaver to lend Kalin to the Eishes Amaret and to help her out, to grind and to sift, that's only mutter to keep the peace. And really, that should be usher as well. The Chachamim really would not allow the Eishes Chaver even to lend utensils, and certainly not to help her out in preparing the food, because it's very possible that the Eishes Amaret is preparing food that the Maestros were not taken off of. But the Rabbanan wanted to keep the peace between the Ashes Chavra and the Ashes Hamar, because Rabbanan do allow the Ashes Chavra to lend her item and to help her out, as long as she doesn't help her out after the water had been poured into the stone. Umachzikin yidei nafram b'shviyat, avu lo yidei yisrael, u'shalom b'shloma mipnei darkei shalom. You can encourage Goyim that are working on their land during Shviyat, but you can't encourage a Yisrael that's working on his land during Shviyat. We had this previously. The Mishnah is repeating this again, since we mentioned Darkei Shalom, so the Mishnah is mentioning other things that are mutter because of Darkei Shalom. You can encourage a guy that's working on his land during Shviyat because of Darkei Shalom to keep the peace between the guy and the Yisrael. But you can't encourage a Yisrael who's working on his land during Shviyat, so the Yisrael is not allowed to work on his land during Shviyat, so you can't encourage him. U'shalom b'shlomam if ne'darki shalom. And you can say shalom to a guy even on his religious holiday to keep the peace between the Yisrael and the guy, even though it's a religious holiday and the guy, and he might go thank his gashka that the Yisrael gave him shalom. Even so, the chacham allow you to say shalom to the guy. Three different sections in Eretz Yisrael with regard to Shviyat. Each section has its unique law with regard to Hilchas Shviyat. Kosha Aviko Oli Bavo, Mary Tisrael Abad Kizif. Lenecha Velo Neva. The part of Mary Tisrael which was taken by that part of Klai Yisrael that went back to Eretz Yisrael after Golas Bavo, Ezra, and whoever went with him back to Eretz Yisrael after Golas Bavo, retook a major section of Eretz Yisrael, which is from the southern part of Eretz Yisrael all the way up to Kizif. Kizif is in the northwest part of Eretz Yisrael. The Dinim of Shviyat would apply to that part of Eretz Yisrael, Min HaTorah. So that's the part of Eretz Yisrael that was taken by Ezra and those that went up with him to Eretz Yisrael after Golas Bavel. So therefore, in that part of Eretz Yisrael, you can't eat Peres Shviyat after the beer, after the time that you're supposed to be mafkir the Peres Shviyat. And so too, you can't work on the land in that part of Eretz Yisrael. As originally, when Klai Yisrael captured Eretz Yisrael in the tithe of Yeshua, the part of Eretz Yisrael they captured had Kedusha. This was called Kedusha Rishona, the first Kedusha. And after Klai Yisrael went into Gaon, that Kedusha was responsible, it wasn't null. And when Ezra and the rest of Klai Yisrael went back to Eretz Yisrael after Golas Bavel, and they retook a major part of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't take the entire part, but a major part they took. The part that they took would again have Kedusha. This was called Kedusha Shnit, the second Kedusha. And that part of Eretz Yisrael, the Dinim of Shviyat would apply to it, Min HaTorah. So therefore, the Mishnah says, from the southern part of Eretz Yisrael all the way up to Kziv, the Dinim of Shviyat would apply. You can't eat pears after the Zman HaBir, and you cannot work on the land. Choshe Ziku Olim Mitzrayim, Mekziv Adanor, V'Adamana Necha, Avolo Neva. But the part of Eretz Yisrael that was not retaken by Ezra after Golas Bavel, but it was originally part of Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua had captured it after Klai Yisrael originally went into Eretz Yisrael. That part of Eretz Yisrael did not have Kedusha after Ezra, the rest of Klai Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael. It's only the part of Eretz Yisrael that was retaken by Ezra would have the Kedusha Shnei, the second Kedusha. But even so, since that part of Eretz Yisrael was originally included in Eretz Yisrael and originally had Kedusha, some of the Dinim of Shviyat would apply. You are allowed to eat Peres Shviyat after Zman HaBir, but you're not allowed to work on the land in that part of Eretz Yisrael, even though it no longer has Kedusha, since it was originally part of Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua. The Rabbanan would not allow you to work on that land in that section of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah teaches us, what is that part of Eretz Yisrael that the Olam Mitzrayim captured, that the Olam Bava did not retake, from Gziv until the river, all the way till Amana. Now Amana is referred to Horahor. This is the northernmost part of Eretz Yisrael that was taken by the Olam Mitzrayim. Now, there are various different explanations as to which river the Mishnah is referring to. And the Mishnah says, from Kziv until the river, until Amana. Now, some say the river that the Mishnah is referring to is Nachal Mitzrayim. Now, Nachal Mitzrayim is actually in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. And what the Mishnah is saying is like this. Kziv was in the middle. And to the south of Kziv, Eretz Yisrael went all the way to Nachal Mitzrayim. And to the north of Kziv, Eretz Yisrael went all the way up to Horahor. And even though, whenever we took Eretz Yisrael, the northernmost border was Kziv. Originally, the northernmost border was Horahor, and Eretz Yisrael on the west went all the way from Nachal Mitzrayim all the way up to Horahor. That was the western part of Eretz Yisrael, from Nachal Mitzrayim to the south all the way up to Horahor in the north. to the inside of the river, and Amada, the strip of land, was not part of Eretz Yisrael. So it's considered chutzlars, and therefore none of the din mashbias would apply to that strip of land. You can eat peres after the amount of beer, so too you can work on the land, since that part of the land is not part of Eretz Yisrael. As in Ahar, was the westernmost part of Eretz Yisrael to the south, and Amana, which is Har Ahor, was the westernmost part of Eretz Yisrael to the north. And there was a strip of land in between the Nahar and Amana and the Yam HaGadol, the Mediterranean. In between the Mediterranean and the westernmost part of Eretz Yisrael, there was a strip of land that is called Eretz Palestine. And that part of Eretz Yisrael was never captured, even by the Ole Mitzrayim. And therefore, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael at all. Even though that part of land is included in Eretz Yisrael that was given to Avraham Avinu. But since it was never captured, even by the Ole Mitzrayim, it does not have any din of Eretz Yisrael at all, and therefore, you're allowed to work on that part of land, even during Shabbos.